the music that they're planning to use to crumble the morals of America is this rotten, filthy, dirty, lewd, lascivious junk called rock and roll.
A weekly hour of 60s underground music from around the world. Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Radio. Great 60s obscurities. Podcast via freefm.org.nz and iTunes, and spreading the love via facebook.com/retrospectsgaragepunkradio.
Why don't they have songs out about being true to your school? Why don't they have songs out about eating your Brussels sprouts?
Super conscious state. Now as we traverse through heaven's golden gate, arriving at last upon the radiant shores of our pure spiritual realms. Home at last, our long and weary journey is done. Now crossing through pulsating energy fields, nameless, timeless, deathless region of immortality. Know thyself and abide forever in the sea of eternity. Depths of infinity. Now far away in the clear white light of reality. Know thyself and abide forever in this tranquil state. Know thyself and remember that it is all what you made. We're building a stairway up to the heavens. We're paving that stairway with steps made.
If you dig 60s underground, garage rock, garage punk, freak beat and psychedelia, you are in the right place because this is Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Show. I'm Phil Gray, your host of your weekly installment of Way Cool 60s Music. This is episode 458 and we have a show with a psychedelic tinge, actually more than a tinge. It is all about proto-psych and psych in this episode. We got it underway with a real obscurity. The band is called The Paisleys. I lifted it from a comp called 60s Archives Volume 8, Acid Trip and Heavy Sound for Psychic Minds. Doesn't get much more psychedelic than that. The Paisleys, with a track called Now, Out of the States.
Hey gang, you want to hear some underground music?
Retrospect, 60s garage punk, garage rock and psychedelia. Well, let's continue with 60s psych out of the States. One of the great bands out of Orlando, Florida, formed late 65, active up until 1970, known as We The People. No nationally charting 45s, but they were pretty popular around Orlando. This is a B-side on RCA Victor from We The People. This is When I Arrive.
Alamuchi, New Jersey. My name is Jerry, a.k.a. Jumpin' JB, and I am thrilled every week to be tuned in to the Retrospect 60s Garage, Freak Beat, and Psychedelic Show with Phil Gray. Thank you.
as I listen quite closely to the sounds in my ears of the nerve that was sleeping for so many years. A friendly expedition going by, heading towards a planet in the sky. I asked them, but they wouldn't tell me why. Only la 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 la. Jupiter's people have been calling to me. I followed a vessel through the great cosmic sea. I turned to the earthlings to bid them goodbye.
It's such a fundamental hypocrisy when we adults tell the youngsters that our drugs, our barbiturates, tranquilizers, and especially alcohol, are good drugs, and that it's their marijuana and LSD that are the bad drugs.
Three slices of 60s psych out of the States. We the People, When I Arrive. Then a band called US69. Picture and information up on the Retrospect Instagram and Facebook page. From Connecticut, had been known as the Mustard Family, but changed their name to US69 before releasing anything. Signed to Buddha, released an album called Yesterday's Folks. This band, US69, kind of mixed in Eastern influences with sitar, also psychedelic jazz, rock, soul, and funk. We had the track that that album wrapped with. It's called 2069, A Spaced Odyssey from US69. And then a band far better known, The Shadows of Night, out of Chicago, Illinois. Super cool track called The Behemoth. For more great 60s garage punk, find Retrospect wherever you get your podcasts. Well, let's keep going with some obscure 60s psych, this time out of the UK. On President Records, 7-inch 45, their only release from this band out of Berkshire. The band is called Rhubarb Rhubarb, and this is Rainmaker.
Crazy man alone, waiting in the fields alone for the rain. All the people's crops are dying in the drought, the cattle lying to eat too. I can take the grains off and then turn them into the summer rains. It's a lie. People hatred in their eyes, and then the man who tells such lies, he must die. I can take the grains of sand and turn them into fertilizer. I am the Someone says the stake of light and like a torch's robe of white begins to burn. Thunder, lightning breaks the sky, and at the stake the body cries. See the rain.
It's as old as the Chicago Fire, as authentic as a Victorian antique, as charming as an old world. It's as fast as the last jet out of O'Hare, as hip as psychedelic sound, as aware as you are. It's the Mail M1 Shop in Piper's Alley, Old Town. A lot of history is wrapped up in Mail M1's rough-hewn walls. In 1882, the room stored lard for Henry Piper's flourishing bakery at the alley's entrance. In 1967, the room stored an overwhelming variety of Chicago's grooviest slacks, nips, shirts, belts, sweaters. The Mail M1 Shop outfits recording groups like The Outsiders, The Crying James, The New Colony 6. Dig Mail M1. In authentic turn-of-the-century atmosphere, get with authentically hip fashions. All the good labels, all their latest offerings. Stop at Mail M1, catering to you with style. The Mail M1 Shop, Piper's Alley, Old Town.
And now the news. The top headline comes from the Far East, where again today... Meanwhile, on Capitol Hill, federal mediators are entering into discussions with both sides. On the racial front, civil rights leaders in Anamoose, North Dakota are still... The 11th hour has finally arrived on the political scene. The battle is on.
I like the news.
You're with Phil Gray on Retrospect, 60s Garage Punk Show.
Thank you.
And that is three more tracks from this week's selection of 60s Psych. English band Rhubarb Rhubarb, Rainmaker, top of the set. Then a band called The Hellers, off an album called Singers, Talkers, Players, Swingers and Doers from 1968. Year before that, they had an album called Creative Freakout. I'm going to get my hands on that one too. So what is this album called Singers, Talkers, Players, Swingers and Doers? Well, it's from 1968. It's described as particularly strange UFO in the UFO-filled sky of the psychedelic and kitsch record collector. Apparently a guy called Enoch Light commissioned an LP from Hugh Heller, who was a publicist who used to put together albums of short musical spoofs and skits created in the agency in which he worked to distribute to people in the industry. So they had commercial jingle writers, they used to do some light comedy, but they brought in Robert Moog of the Moog synthesizer to give this project a space-aged feel. So it's kind of kitschy, otherworldly music. So it's a curio for sure. The Hellers, We Had and Now the News. Wrapping the set, not Jefferson Airplane, was, of course, Grace Slick with The Great Society. Out of San Francisco, existed 65 and 66, of course, very closely tied with the Bay Area acid rock scene. Grace Slick on vocals, her husband at the time, Jerry Slick on drums. So they were inspired by the Beatles, formed a group, saw the Jefferson Airplane perform, big influence on them as well, released just the one single, Someone to Love. B-side was Free Advice, issued February 66 on Autumn Records. And of course, Someone to Love, retitled Somebody to Love and later covered when Grace Slick joined the Jefferson Airplane. So Rhubarb Rhubarb, The Hellers and Grace Slick and The Great Society with a little bit of global psych after this.
Yeah.
Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Radio. Podcast via all good podcasting providers and facebook.com/retrospectgaragepunkradio.
Is it habit forming?
It's new, Bill. We can't be sure about physical addiction, but one thing we're certain of. In every case so far, every one of the individuals has had a psychological dependence.
Well, one of the great psychedelic bands from the European continent was Dutch band Q65. Formed 1965. One of the most prominent bands in that Nederbeat scene. This is off a 1966 LP called Revolution, released on Decca. Q65, Summer Thoughts in a Field of Weed. Picture and information on our Instagram and Facebook.
Yeah, I'm lying in a field of weed. The green blue sky is all surrounding me. The rest it gives me is a marvelous thing. I see a bird who's cleaning his two wings. Now far away of all the noise, the screaming children playing with their toys. People always running after me to tell me what to and what to be. I look over the landscape and I see in the distance there stands an organ tree. Close my eyes and slowly sink away in this field where I always wanna stay. Oh, I sleep, yes, I sleep in this field, in this field, in this field. I'm losing my sense for the death. The occupied world is far behind. I wish I could always separate myself like this, but now it's mystery.
And when we read in the paper about a sensational story that this or that drug is either instant happiness or instant death, let's keep our cool, as the kids say. Let's not get uptight. or let's be from Missouri, meaning let's be very skeptical and let's go after the real facts. LSD, let's simmer down.
Yo soy el dios del fuego y les traigo fuego.
Les voy a prender.
Fuego.
Les voy a traer.
Los quemaré. Tú querrás escapar de mí, pero eso no será así.
Debes resignarte y dejarme que te vuelva a llamar.
Tienes que quemarte porque vives en mi selva así. ¡Fuego! ¡Fuego! ¡Fire! ¡Fuego! ¡Los quemaré! ¡Fuego!
Destrucción de tu ser. ¡Ja!
¡Fuego!
Nada puedes hacer. Tienes que arder.
Tú querrás escapar de mí, pero eso no será así.
Debes resignarte y dejarme que te vuelva ya.
Tienes que quemarte porque vives en mi selva así. ¡Fuego! ¡Fuego!
Les voy a prender.
¡Fuego!
Les voy a traer.
¡Los quemaré! ¡Los quemaré! ¡Los quemaré! ¡Sí! ¡Sí! ¡Arde! ¡Arde! ¡Fuego! ¡Me voy a prender! ¡Fuego! ¡Me voy a traer!
That is a band called La Máquina del Sonido, The Sound Machine. They're out of Mexico, CBS release, 1969-45. The B-side, In a Guerra de Vida, we had the A-side, The Crazy World of Arthur Brown's Fire, of course titled Fuego, Great Obscurity, from Mexico's La Máquina del Sonido.
Like us on Facebook, facebook.com/RetrospectGaragePunkRadio.
Where's another obscurity new to Retrospect? The guy's name was Nicholas Clifton Stokes, or they went by Nicholas Stokes and also Simon Stokes as an alias. Was involved in groups such as the Perpetual Motion Workshop, Simon Stokes and the Black Whip Thrill Band, Simon Stokes and the Nighthawks, and the Flower Children. Born in Reading, Massachusetts, developed an interest very, very young. Started his own record hop spinning discs in the guise of Count Coolbreeze, the Baron of Bop. By the late 50s, he was penning songs for local bands and achieving some success. But in 1965, he decided to move from being a songwriter to a singer, released his first record as Simon T. Stokes called Big City Blues, the B-side, Pow Zap, I'm the Bat. Bunch of releases under those band names that I've already mentioned. By 1968, he was employed by Elektra Records as a songwriter again. So Simon T. Stokes, B-side of a July 66, 45. The A-side was Big City Blues. This is the B-side. It is called Cobwebs.
Yeah. turned it over, looked it over. Happy side, dust, mummy side, rust, in general cobwebs, cobwebs. She looked her heart right in the eye. What she saw, she could not deny. Webs!
Your summer complete.
I got me a complication, and it's an only child.
Get WCFL Summer 67 Souvenir. 21 sounds for the sunset. Now available in record stores.
And then along comes Larry.
This record album is filled with 21 of your very favorite sounds recorded by the stars who made them hits.
Push it too hard.
21 sounds for the sunset. Available in your favorite record shop now.
They call the rise, the rising sun. It's been the ruin of many a fraternity boy. And God, I'm glad I'm not one. Oh, tell your children, child. Not to do what I have done. Don't spend your life in pain, pain and misery.
It's Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Show, episode 458. We are looking at psychedelia, and that certainly is psychedelia. From a band called The Cosmic Rock Show. Released on Blitz Records, 7-inch 45, released 1968. Very rare private pressing for this band out of Duluth, Minnesota. Just the one release. The A-side, kind of a psychedelic classic called Psy Ship, described as a marriage of the Mothers of Invention, the Red Crayola, question mark, and the Mysterians, with a hint of The Doors. We took the B-side, Rising Sun, a very loose version of the Animals version of House of the Rising Sun, but with some new lyrics, including there is a house on Clinton Street they call the Rising Sun. It's been the ruin of many a fraternity boy. So kind of psychedelic nonsense. Again, very much Mothers of Invention influenced, including the exclamation, freak out in Minneapolis. So, cosmic rock show with Rising Sun. Bringing us to the end of this psychedelic episode of Retrospect. We've got a particularly lengthy instrumental to leave you with. This is kind of a Belgian-Portuguese hybrid, in that the artists were Portuguese but based in Belgium, teamed up with American jazz musician Scott Bradford and a mad scientist and electronics granddaddy called Arsene Sofrio. It's described as a crazy trip into groovy free rock and soul and electronics. So I think chirping electronics, tribal drum mayhem, crazy studio effects, groovy go-go keyboard action, stomping beats, screaming fuzz, and heavy riffing. Sounds cool. It goes under the name The Free Pop Electronic Concept, an LP, limited edition re-release in 2008 on Wawa Records. The LP was called A New Exciting Experience. You can file it under electronica or jazz or rock or funk or soul or the avant-garde. I'm calling it psychedelia. Great way to wrap the episode. The Free Pop Electronic Concept, track called Chewing Gum Delirium. And that's it for the show this week. Thanks for joining me. I'm Phil Gray for Retrospect 60s Garage Funk Show. connect with Retrospect. Retrospect Garage Punk Radio on Facebook and Retrospect 60s Garage Punk on Instagram. And for back episodes, find Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Show on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and lots more great podcasting platforms.
The tragedy, horrible tragedy, worst in our country's history, a horror show.